Hello everyone, welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter. Welcome to the show.
Hello everyone, I'm Marie. It's time to learn. Today's topic is Talk About It.
And the title of the lesson is I'm So Sorry. I'm So Sorry. Uh-oh, Marie, what do you think we will talk about today?
Well, I know this word, sorry, we say things to people like this when we make a mistake or when we hurt their feelings. You want to always apologize.
Yes, you can say, I'm sorry. But when would you say, I'm so sorry?
Oh, well, you say that when you are really, really sorry about something that maybe you did wrong.
Yeah, and I think we'll find out what happens today.
Well, I wonder what happened that made someone say, I'm so sorry, in our story today.
Well, we'll find out. Today we have a story, and we can learn more about it together.
Yes, this is our Talk About It lesson. So there will be something that is a little bit hard to decide what to do. But make sure that you talk about it at home.
But first, let's learn those key words with Christina.
Hello, Wendy 跟 Jackie 要合作一个企划案。They are working on a project. 名词 project 可以指企划案，一项作业或者是一件作品。他们约好了要见面讨论。Wendy 常常迟到，这一次一定要准时。可是刚要离开他心仪已久的 David 说要请他吃饭。Wendy 心想 I can't believe it, 我真不敢相信他真的要请我吃饭。动词 believe 就是相信，结果他们真的约了明天一起吃饭，所以 Wendy 太高兴了，他很高兴。I didn't miss my chance, 我没有错过机会，机会就是 chance。但是这次还是耽误了时间，结果 Wendy 又迟到了。他赶快对 Jackie 说 I apologize, 我道歉。动词 apologize 就是道歉认错。不过 Jackie 已经太生气了，他说 I have decided I can't work with you anymore, 我已经决定我再也不能跟你一起做事了。动词 decide 是决定，我想这次 Wendy 真的惨了。
The bus is coming. I have to catch it. I am always late, but I can't be late today. I am meeting Jackie. We are working on a project.
Hey, Wendy, wait!
Someone says. I turn around. It's David. I like David.
I have to hurry,
I say.
I have to catch the bus.
Okay, Wendy,
he says.
But can we have dinner tonight?
Oh, how...
In this first part, we meet our friend, Wendy. What is she doing?
She is trying to get the bus. The bus is coming.
And she has to catch it.If she doesn't catch the bus, she will miss the bus. And when you miss the bus, you have to wait for the next bus to come.
Well, it sounds like it is very important to her to catch this bus. I have to catch it.
We learn that she is always late. If we are having lunch at 12 o'clock, but you arrive at 12:15,You are late. But what if you arrive at, let's say, 11:45?
Then you are early. Early and late. And if you arrive at 12, then you are on time. Wendy needs to be on time today.
Yes, this is because Wendy is meeting her friend Jackie. They are working on a project.What could a project be?
Well, at work and during school, we have projects. They take lots of our time, and usually a project has many parts to it.
Yes, it's not just writing. you might have to speak and give a presentation, or make a poster, or have to build something. It takes many different skills.
And projects are important. We work with other people to do them.
Yeah, it can be kind of difficult, right? Working with other people is hard. You must talk with them and find out what works for you and what works for them. You have to get along, and you must agree on things.
Well, people might not agree, or they might be lazy, or they even might be late all the time.
Ooh, Wendy is late all the time, but she doesn't want to be late today. I think she is trying to be helpful for this project.
Then her friend David is right behind her. She likes David. They talk, but she can't miss the bus.
Oh, don't miss the bus, Wendy. We'll find out more in this next part.
I can't believe it. He's asking me to dinner. I really want to go. But I can see the bus coming.
I am so sorry, David.
I say.
But I can't tonight. I am working on a project.
Maybe we can go tomorrow night?
Says David.
That sounds great.
I say. I feel proud of myself. I did the right thing. And I didn't miss my chance. I can still have dinner with David.
Believe it. I just can't believe it.
What, Marie? What's the big news?
Oh, nothing. That's just how this part begins. I can't believe it.
Marie, when someone says, I can't believe it, something big and exciting has happened.
And something did happen, Peter. David asked Wendy to get dinner with him.
Oh, so he's asking her to dinner, and she really wants to go. But
what?
But I can see the grammar point is coming.
No, Peter. Wendy can see the bus coming, not a grammar point. That doesn't even make sense.
Well, see for yourself. Here comes Rebecca to tell us more about it.
Hey, friends. Let's have some fun and learn today's grammar point. If you want to say that you can hear or see something, you can use this grammar point. Of course, the best way to understand is through some examples. So, first example, I can see the car coming, or I can hear the students talking. Got it? Then go ahead and use it.
Thanks, Rebecca. So we can use words like see, feel, hear, and smell this way. I hear my mom, and I smell dinner. It's almost ready.
Well, Wendy is so sorry she can't go to dinner tonight. She has to work on this project, and she is trying to be nice about it.
But she is also worried. She needs to catch the bus. She can't be late.
Then David asks again, maybe we can go tomorrow night.
Wow, David keeps asking. He really wants to have dinner. Well, let's go to Christina. She will tell us more about this word, ask.
温迪真的不敢相信他喜欢的David居然约他吃饭。 He's asking me to dinner. 我们来看看 ask 这个动词，它在这里是邀请的意思。你可以说 he asked me out， 他邀我出去。He didn't ask me， 他没有邀请我。如果邀请对方跳舞的时候，可以说 may I ask you for a dance？ 所以 ask 可以当邀请，它也有问问题、询问的意思。比如 may I ask you a question？ 或者是你想知道对方的名字，可以很客气的说。 May I ask your name? 这两种 ask 都是很常见的用法。
Thanks, Christina. So Wendy can't make it to dinner tonight. She is so sorry. But tomorrow night works.
Yeah, they will have dinner tomorrow night. Wendy is proud of herself.
Why is she proud of herself?
Well, she did the right thing, and she didn't miss her chance. I could still have dinner with David, she says.
Oh, but now she talked to David, she didn't forget about something else, did she?
What?
Something important?
Peter, what are you talking about?
The bus!
Oh, she is having dinner with the bus?
No, she missed the bus. We'll talk more about it, but right now we need to go for a short break. Friends, we'll see you after this. Don't go away. Welcome back, friends. Hey, Marie, when do you take the bus?
I usually take the bus on the weekends when I want to go shopping at the mall or even sometimes to the grocery store. That's when I'll take the bus.
It's really helpful to take the bus in the city. I do that all the time. It's cheap and easy.
Yes, it is, and it's really convenient. Well, let's continue with our lesson. Here's part three.
I miss the bus, and I feel bad. Jackie is always on time. I get to Jackie's house, but I am really late.
Jackie, I apologize. I know I am late again,
I say.
But I was...
Look, Wendy,
Jackie says.
I don't care why you are late. You are always late. I have decided I can't work with you anymore.
So, good news, Peter. Wendy is going to have dinner with David tomorrow night.
Yes, but what about tonight?
Oh, yeah. The project. Well, Wendy missed the bus, and she feels bad.
Feeling bad isn't going to change anything. Jackie is always on time.
But Wendy is always late.
This probably wouldn't be such a big deal if Wendy was only late sometimes, and mostly on time.
But she is always late, and today is no different. She gets to Jackie's house, but she is really late.
Maybe she should apologize right away.
I apologize.
Very good. I apologize too, because that's today's
calendar phrase.
I apologize.
I apologize.
我道歉，对不起。
You are late.
Sorry, I apologize.
I had to wait because you are late.
Sorry, I apologize.
Our date is at 8 and you are late.
I am so sorry. I apologize. Hey, wait. Our date isn't at 8. We said 9. I'm right on time.
Oops. Sorry. I apologize.
I apologize.
I apologize.
我道歉，对不起。
That was a very useful calendar phrase. Try using it next time when you are in Wendy's situation.
Wendy says to Jackie, Jackie, I apologize. I know I am late again. Good. At least she knows what she did wrong, right?
Well, I think all this happened before, and Jackie is not going to hear what happened.
Yes, maybe Wendy has had many reasons for being late, and now This is just one more time.
Jackie says, Look, Wendy, I don't care why you are late. Let's learn more about this sentence together. Here's Christina.
对于 Wendy 再一次的迟到 ,Jackie 已经不想再忍了。她说 ,Look, Wendy, I don't care why you are late. 注意到她说的 look, 这种时候说 look, 不见得是要对方用眼睛去看什么东西。有时候就是要抓住对方的注意力或者是表达注意或者是你听我说的意思。这是非常口语的表达方式。比如说 ,Look, this is our last chance.这是我们最后的机会了。Look, we can put our money together to buy a gift. 我们可以集资买一个礼物。这个是 look 在口语中比较特别的用法。
Thanks, Christina. Well, this doesn't look good, Marie. Jackie is tired of Wendy being late all the time.
Yes, Wendy is trying to tell her, but it doesn't matter.Jackie doesn't care why she's late.
Wendy is always late. We know that. And Jackie has decided that they can't work together anymore.
Oh, this is bad. I feel sorry for Wendy.
Yes, I do too. But maybe Jackie is right. I feel bad for Jackie too. It's not fair that Jackie should always need Wendy.But she is always late.
Very true. Well, friends, now is the time to review those keywords. Here we go.
Here's the first keyword of the day. Project. Project. Finish your project by Friday.
Believe. Believe.Do you believe in ghosts?
Chance. Chance. There is a chance Ruby will win.
Apologize. Apologize. Please apologize to him.
Decide.Decide. I can't decide what to eat. Okay, friends, those are your keywords. Keep on practicing at home. And now let's take a look back at our lesson one more time.
The bus is coming. I have to catch it. I am always late, but I can't be late today.I am meeting Jackie. We are working on a project.
Hey, Wendy, wait!
Someone says. I turn around. It's David. I like David.
I have to hurry,
I say.
I have to catch the bus.
Okay, Wendy,
he says.
But can we have dinner tonight?
Oh, hi.I can't believe it. He's asking me to dinner. I really want to go. But I can see the bus coming.
I am so sorry, David,
I say.
But I can't tonight. I am working on a project.
Maybe we can go tomorrow night?
Says David.
That sounds great,
I say. I feel proud of myself. I did the right thing.And I didn't miss my chance. I can still have dinner with David. I miss the bus, and I feel bad. Jackie is always on time. I get to Jackie's house, but I am really late.
Jackie, I apologize. I know I am late again,
I say,
but...I was...
Look, Wendy,
Jackie says.
I don't care why you are late. You are always late. I have decided I can't work with you anymore.
Hello, Ginger. Why do you have a clock?
So we don't forget.
Forget what?
To meet George at 8? Don't be late.
Oh, no. I forgot about that. We are going to be late.
Don't worry.
We have to hurry. Maybe we can catch the bus.
We have plenty of time.
George is always on time, and he hates to wait.
It's okay. We won't be late.
I'll have to apologize and say I'm sorry.
It's okay. Hey, no problem.
I can't believe it. I forgot about meeting George tonight.
Not tonight. Tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night? Why didn't you say so?
I tried to.
When you are walking down the street, give a smile to those you meet, then open up your mouth and say, things are looking good today. Talk about things that you can see. Talk about what you want to be. There's so much that you can say. Words can make a better day. Don't say things that make people sad. Try saying things that make them glad. Helpful words will make them strong. With positive words, you can't go wrong.
This world will be a better place if we live in love and practice grace.
Well, you know, I think Jackie is being a little mean, but I understand where she is coming from. I have worked on projects with friends, and they are always late. That's no fun.
Yeah, I think this has happened to all of us. I even have some friends that are late all the time. I do ask them why they're late, and their excuses are pretty good.
They always have another excuse. Well, friends, we hope you talk about this at home, but right now we need to say goodbye. We'll see you next time right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye. Bye.